We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Whether you're just wrapping up the night shift or on your way to start the day, we got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid-team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Thursday. This is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, Tiff here with you live in the Kia studios. Happy NFL draft day to those of you that observe.
I'm so excited.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell.
Sorry. Didn't mean to, I knew you were in your flow right there. I didn't mean to cut
you
off.
You are all good. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Big show. Big show today as we set the plate for the NFL draft, which will go down this evening. I do want to go ahead and tell you guys that we will be taking some calls throughout the show. We're kind of doing our own draft here. So when you call in, you can tell us who you want to pick, who would you pick, basically with that first overall draft pick, and a quick nugget on why, and then tell us who you wouldn't pick, and a quick nugget on why you don't want that player. Again, this will be really quick because we're going to be coming at you just like we're just like the draft. We'll be on the clock.
Tiff, I'm actually concerned about who's going to be answering the phones. We got to make sure that Day-Day is the one answering the phone, because the last thing I want is Bo Johnson answering the phone and somebody saying, I want Brock Bowers, and him just completely putting him straight through.
Yeah, I'm
a Brock Bowers fan. I just, I don't know about eight, man.
That's, I just saw Bo put issue. On a Brock Bowers jersey right now.
I know. I think he just called into our show. I think he just he actually from his own cell phone dialed Day-Day across the room.
Make sure you say which Bo, because I mean, all right, like
Bo Johnson.
Yeah.
That's what we'll just call you. I never actually called you Squid
Bo
before.
No, you ain't. First off, I don't know if you know, but it's 6 o'clock, so it's my show now. So we'll call me whatever the hell I say we call
Wouldn't
me.
Wouldn't it be right to Bo? Say, hey, it's our show now, but
I'm talking to him specifically.
I am
the star. I've said that before. Yeah.
You know, Tiff, I don't know if you know
star
this,
power.
But me and Bo, we own a fantasy team.
The fantasy team is
named the Bo Johnson Experience.
See? So how are you going to –
just fits perfectly. It is
because
the Bo Johnson
Because we took
experience.
My first name because I come first.
I understand.
And his last name because he comes second.
Oh, my gosh.
Curious.
How innovative.
Yeah. Anyhow.
Really, we just named – But actually, we really named it after Bo Johnson, to be honest with you. It just works.
He also helps me manage that football team, so shout out to him.
Yeah, I'm more than I do.
So did you guys get some rest last night before the big day?
No.
I did.
You did? What time did you go to bed?
I was in bed by 7:59.
Jeez.
Bo was being a little bit of a diva. We did our race last
night. Day-Day's face is like, that's a very obscure. No, I just remember thinking, it's early. How did I pull this off? And I looked at my phone, and it said 7:59, and I thought, impressive.
That actually is very impressive. I'm not even sure my three-year-old was asleep at 7:59. I was worried. My wife went out to dinner with some friends last night, and I was firing up the computer to do our race last night. And I had, like, the baby monitor sitting there, and I was like, please don't wake up, man. Please don't wake up. And, of course, like, once we start racing, it ain't no pause button because it's an actual simulator, Tiff. And
it's like real life.
It's not a video game, okay? Can't just get my quarterback.
And he's racing the streets.
And so, yeah, it's too fast, too furious. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. No, okay. I'll stop.
It was a mile at a time last night.
It was a mile at a time. No, but the baby monitor keeps going off, and I'm going, please go to sleep. Like, please go to sleep. But it definitely was way past 7:59, so kudos to you. And it is a big day. I tried to get as much rest as possible. I will be hanging out from 10 to 11 with Randy and Joe Patrick and Steak. That'll be a lot of fun. We're doing a little draft roundtable. I know Bo is all hands on deck tonight at Mercedes-Benz. What time do you guys kick off, Bo?
7:20.
Yeah.
7:20.
What time? The first pick's at 8 Eastern. The draft at 8
no,
Eastern.
No, well, the first pick will be at like 8:15 probably. But, okay. Or 8:20, yeah. But the draft does officially start at 8.
It's a good time to tell you guys, because it leads into Bo's little assignment there. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of the most comprehensive NFL draft coverage anywhere on radio. So tonight, Thursday night, join Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave Archer for live coverage of round one from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Friday night, the Wade Ford tailgate crew of John Fricke, Joe Patrick, and Harper LaBelle brings you live coverage of rounds two and three. And Saturday, you're going to jump in here? I'm just waiting for you to, you know, I'm being preemptive here.
No. I mean, listen, you got
Saturday,
a lot of experts on the case here on
Mike
Saturday.
Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan are live for the final four rounds. Plus, we have late night coverage Thursday and Friday, where we take your calls through 2 a.m. That is the 2024 NFL Draft, live all weekend on 92.9 The Game and anywhere in the world on the Odyssey app. So, of course, Bo will be working with Wes, Dave, and Mike Conti tonight, though, from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So
I have a feeling
like excited.
Dave Archer is going to give you a lot of good insight, as he always does, and I'm sure that there will be a couple excited faces in Mike Conti and Wes Durham on that call as well, man. So we definitely got it top to bottom, and I'm just excited, man. I asked you guys the other day, what holiday is draft day? Is it Christmas? Is it? And I was like, can we include birthdays? Is it New Year's, like the start of something
new?
It's
a standalone. It's its own entity.
Maybe it should be, Tiff. Maybe the NFL draft should be a national holiday, or at least the Friday following the NFL draft, right? So
everybody can
turn that into a 3-day weekend. You just stay up all night, getting a little, you know, doing a little boozing, celebrating whoever your team's new player is,
or unless, crying into your pillow.
Unless they traded their first round pick, and then you might be up the creek. But man, it's gonna be a fun night. I'm really, really interested in the direction that Terry and company are gonna go tonight, because it seems like every year we come into these situations and think we have it all figured out, and then we don't. And, you know, they do something out of nowhere. So I've been doing mock drafts for the last, I don't know, 10 hours, it feels like. We're going to get it hooked up. A lot of drama building in the Mike's Mafia versus Squid Nation draft today.
Yeah, I'm finishing up my first mock before we get going here.
You better throw that thing in a fast forward.
I have, I think I've drafted 4 defensive tackles in my mock.
What?
Why not? I mean, hell, it's a position of need.
Wait,
why not?
Now, are you drafting 4? The Falcons.
That's right.
This is your mock. Okay. I just want everybody to know.
Well, they won't let me create a logo for Squid Nation on this simulator website.
It'll be a trash can. You can find that anywhere.
Just
sorry.
That is pretty good.
Okay. All right. You know, take shots. Damn, it's early.
I'm curious.
I got my coffee this early.
Hey, you got like 19 hours of sleep last night, so I'm ready for you.
Has any position come up in your mock drafts that you did not think you would draft, that you were like, I need to take that guy?
I wanted to take Ray Davis so bad in my mock, running back out of Kentucky, and yep. I was like, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Like, I like Ray Davis, but I'm like, he's already on the roster.
Yeah, I do. I thought the same thing about Blake Corum. Blake Corum showed up.
That one I would have pulled the trigger on.
I would have pulled the trigger on.
It's tough, but we don't. I mean, I think it was at 43 he was available.
But Ray
in my
Davis
last mock
had a really great season. So.
Ray Davis is a good player.
Good
player. I already got him on the roster. I think Blake Corum is a little bit different than Tyler Algier.
Okay.
I think Ray Davis and Tyler Algier are going to do the same thing.
I think Corum's like a dead split between Algier and Bijan. I think he's like right down the middle.
That's why if he would have been available where I saw Ray Davis, I would have ran to the podium.
Well, that's why you're not Terry.
And speaking of Terry, what do you think the Falcons will do tonight?
I think it has to be here's what I think. I think the first three positions they will take will be edge, corner, and wide receiver. Now, I think the depth of those positions in this draft will lead them to who they need to take first. If they only think there's two good edge players, then edge is the first round pick. If they think there's only three good wide receivers in this draft, then wide receiver is the first pick. Now, we have talked till we're blue in the face about trading back And I think that is the primary focus if you can pull it off. I don't know at eight. You're kind of out of that realm of trading up for the quarterback, and you're kind of in that offensive tackle wide receiver realm if somebody wants to jump up and grab one. And I don't know that the thirst will be that great for that pick.
And Terry Fontenot, the Falcons GM, he did talk with the media yesterday, and he did say they have been fielding a lot of phone calls. A lot of people have been hitting them up. About a possible trade. And I'm assuming that would be, as we discussed, probably trading back. And I think he kind of alluded to that. He did talk about the fact that what those first couple picks, those first four picks, seem to probably likely be spoken for as quarterback picks.
Yeah. And to me, that's going to be I think the first four picks, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, the first four picks in this draft will set the shelf for the rest of the first round. And that sounds very obvious when I'm saying it, but I still am not sold that New England, and we've talked about this all week, I'm still not sold New England's taking a quarterback at three.
I am sold. I think the draft starts at four because that is the first draft pick that could be a non-quarterback.
Yeah.
Because even if New England trades, a quarterback's being taken at three.
For sure.
So the safe bet is chalk 1 through 3 as a quarterback. Arizona is the most important team in the NFL draft tonight because they start the draft. They hold the key to what happens. Did they field a trade from a Minnesota or an Oakland or Vegas? Vegas, not Oakland.
After watching Austin Fort do his deal on Schefter's Instagram from last year, I fully believe that he'll be in the trade game today.
Well, yeah, he's going to take every call, but he has a quarterback that he is highly invested in at this point. There is at least another year of Kyler Murray in Arizona, and he inherited this situation. So whatever he decides to do, whether he thinks Kyler he can find out this year if Kyler's the guy, and trust me, if Kyler's not the guy, he'll be high up there next year either signing a veteran or drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the quickest way to
either that or Desmond Ridder takes the keys and, you know, makes a playoff run, then they're good.
Like I said, he has the key to the draft, and the quarterback position with Kyler Murray is going to be settled. And, Mark, to me, the quickest way to figure that out is to go get him a true stud, Marvin Harrison Jr. So I think he's got a tough decision. I think it's going to be a very good haul to get him to move.
Quickly, what do you think the Falcons do tonight?
They will draft a player tonight in the first round at position.
Be
TBD.
Specific, a player that plays football.
He's not. He's Tiff. He's scared. The nation is scared. They don't want to give away their secret.
They will draft
close to the best.
They will
draft until he's on the clock.
They will draft the best player available at the spot that they draft at tonight, or pick at. Yeah,
for their needs.
For their need. Well, no. On their board.
On their board.
Not for their needs. Because you don't draft for need. That's how you overdraft.
Right. And then you get to August and maybe.
Tiffany, it's tough. I have a feeling, though, that the well won't be as it'll be a little drier than people think at eight, and they're going to be picking at eight.
When you're fishing for compliments. Mm.
That actually was funny. I had to think about it for a minute.
You'll be on the clock, and Mike will be on the clock, and you out there listening to us, you will be on the clock, too. More on the NFL draft when we come back. Also, we'll get you caught up on the Braves. That's next here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I love you, Bo Morgan. I had coffee.
Lies, Bo.
Pull that drop. We need that. It's been a 3-1 victory. Rizal Iglesias came in and stepped on it, so to speak, on himself, and gave up, what, 3 or 4 straight hits, random contact, and he blew the save. And then he was able to get out of it, and I'm glad that he got to celebrate the strikeout to close out the ninth inning that he blew. And then A.J. Minter came in. You know, when you come in the 10th, you got a runner on. And, look, the play of the night was Austin Riley in the 10th inning. The play he makes at third, not only to stab it out of the.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Out of the air, but off the bounce, but then to throw to home to get the runner out, which Darnold made a great job with the tag and with the, making the play. But then Mincer got out of it the whole inning, and then that's when Harris was able to, you know, because at that point, that's why Mincer was in the situation he was, because you start with a runner on second. And when you have Acuna on second, and Michael Harris was in the two-hole last night, and that's it. That's all it took.
Yeah.
And that's speed at the top of your lineup. Michael Harris had a big night. I think he went 3-for-5 with his only RBI. But Mincer and Lopez were phenomenal last night, and so was Michael Harris.
Yeah, speaking of Lopez, well, Snit, he talked about his four great starts so far this season.
It's the greatest thing you can have in this sport is really strong starts. And, you know, we've had a bunch of them here recently. I mean, tonight there was no exception. I mean, Lopi was really, really good again. It was good that, you know, he kind of took it one step further getting through the seventh. And I think he's been, what, 3 sixes and a 7 now. Really good stuff. Was really good. And he's got the ability to reach back and get a little more when he gets in trouble, which is a really good trait. It's, you know, he's pitching.
It stinks that a guy who threw that many innings and pitched that well doesn't come away with the win, and A.J. Mincer comes in, and let's be honest, A.J. Mincer did a great job, but he benefits from having a runner on second. Guys, I don't know, and I'd be curious to get y'all's input on this. I don't know that we're that far off from having a setup man win 20 games in Major League Baseball at some point.
Well, Mincer's on his way to 4. He's already got 4, and we're not even through April. Look, Mincer deserved the win the way he pitched in the 10th inning. You know, he didn't benefit from the guy on second. He was also at a disadvantage because when he came in to pitch the top of the 10th, he had a runner on second, and he had to pitch out of it. Now, he got some defensive help. Lopez got the same help behind him for the most part. Look, that's why guys like Jacob deGrom can win the Cy Young with an ERA that is almost not even registering and barely be at 500. And I'm not even sure if he was at 500 a couple years ago when he won the Cy Young. But his ERA was 1-something. Ronaldo Lopez has a .72 ERA. And he gave up a home run last night. But that's what happens when you give up, you know, you shut out teams and then you give up just one run. And that, you know, the Braves gave up 3 runs a whole series. The starting pitching gave up 1 earned run in what, 16, like maybe 22, 23 innings against the Marlins. I don't care if it's the Marlins. Everyone's touting the Phillies.
What are we calling that home run last night? Is that a tater? Is that a?
I mean, he went super yickety, man.
I was gonna say,
that thing went off the top of the chop house.
He hit that ball, and it's not like he's a power hitter, but he hit that ball, and when I tell you that thing landed at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I was like, dude, that thing still didn't come down. So,
draft day is today, and we've been talking about it a little bit earlier in the show, what maybe we expect the Falcons to try to do in this draft. They do have the 8th overall pick. These two guys here, what are your team names again? Refresh my memory, please.
I think you know.
Mike's Mafia.
That's right. Team Mafia. That's fine. We'll go with that.
The Squid Billies.
Yeah.
Team Squidbilly.
The Nation versus the Mafia.
No, it's just Squid Nation. Look, it's Team Squid Nation versus Team Mike's Mafia. Okay. I mean, if we were going to have the alternate nickname, Auburn is the Tigers, but they have their War Eagle as well, we'd be the Squid Swimmers.
So we will have a draft going on here throughout the show between Mike and Bo. They will be drafting like they are the Atlanta Falcons, but with these horrid team names that they have.
Don't hate.
They have chosen. I am the commissioner.
Yeah.
So,
are you nervous at all? Are you going to give a state of the league address or a state of the show?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Are you going to start at 7 a.m. hour by saying the morning shift draft is officially underway?
You know, you guys are giving me some ideas. I may see what I can concoct during the break. But the draft will start in our 7 o'clock hour. And throughout that draft, you know, and even throughout this show right now, we'd love to hear from you. So you can call us at any point today at 404-726-0929. And listen, these are quick calls, folks. So you'll call us. You will tell us who you want with that 8th overall pick and why, and who you don't want on the Falcons and why. You can also tweet us on X.
Yeah, you can hit us up at MPJohnson79, at 929 Morning Shift, at what's your thing, Bo, again? Can't remember.
Squid Billy.
You just tweeted me, so Squid. I feel like you're wrong.
I can't find it.
But you can hit those two guys up. You can hit up those two guys on X and the show on X.
Our buddy Jeff Skinner is already tweeting us, said he wants to trade back to 11, take Dallas Turner, then trade up at the end of the first and get Kool-Aid McKinstry. And his worst case scenario, like we said, is taking a quarterback before round five. I kind of agree with him on the worst case scenario. And I think he'd love to be able to trade back and still get Dallas Turner. I think that's probably a pipe dream, though.
I think you might be over drafting Kool-Aid McKinstry there.
Yeah, at the back end of the first. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think. But look, here's the thing. To Jeff's point, though, in Jeff's mock draft that he's done on his simulator that he did this with, whether it's in his head or not, there's been a run on cornerbacks. And if there is a run on quarterbacks and you feel like you have picks that you don't want to use, or you feel like Kool-Aid McKinstry is that guy, then can you go ahead and trade up? Because if there's been a run on Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell and these guys, and then go get your guy. I don't have a problem with that, because right. then he would be the best player available. But that's why I know that they have traded up in situations. I think it would have to be a guy that they have a top 15 grade on at the back end of the first round for them to move up. That's what I think.
I don't think it has to be a top 15 grade, because there is just a couple of these positions that blend together. I think when you get past Joe Walt, the tackles kind of blend together. I don't think they'll take a tackle. I do think the wide receivers past those top three start to blend together, even the guy from LSU that we've talked about a ton. It is funny, guys, that we're talking about possibly two wide receivers from LSU and a quarterback from LSU being taken in the top 15, top 16, maybe 18, because how much does that sound like the Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson kind of scenario where you've got two elite wide receivers out of LSU and a Heisman-winning quarterback, going very high in the draft. So I'd be interested to see how that all plays out as well.
If Cooper DeJean and Kool-Aid McKinstry were both there, which one are you trading up for? Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm a big fan of Kool-Aid, but I'm probably a bigger fan of Cooper DeJean, because I watched him play at Iowa quite a few times. I don't care what you think about the Big Ten and Iowa, what they were offensively. Their defense, as Tiffany saw up close and personal, was legit, and that kid can freaking play.
Their defense won them games this season, and he was a big, tremendous part of that.
I think there is a lot of upside to both of them. I don't know that either one of them are in the Terrion Arnold kind of range for me. I think Kool-Aid McKinstry, a little bit handsy at times. I think he kind of struggles with makeup speed, but I think he's a great athlete. And also, you gotta remember, too, Kool-Aid returns kicks. That's a whole other part of his game that could be really interesting as well. And you never want to hurt for special teamers, because let's be honest, a lot of these guys that are rookies that are going to come in and play the cornerback position are 1,000% going to play special teams. I've told y'all the Keith Armstrong story a million times, where Keith Armstrong used to walk into those first meetings and he'd ask the rookies what position they played. And before they could get wide receiver out of their mouth, he'd say, "No, you don't. You play gunner on the punt team. Julio Jones plays wide receiver. Roddy White plays wide receiver. You are freaking L2. On the kickoff cover team. That's what you are." And so that's something you have to take, kind of into account when you talk about some of these younger guys in the second round draft picks that'll be playing some of these positions.
I love that. The coach is like, no.
No. You don't play wide receiver. No.
Not on this team.
Julio Jones is a wide receiver.
Sorry about that. You stand corrected. No, but I think it will be intriguing to see what this team, what the Falcons end up doing. I know all eyes are going to be glued on that. And we talked about it before, too, and we heard from Terry Fontenot yesterday. He did address the media this week going into this draft. He said they've been fielding a lot of phone calls. A lot of people have been calling them, try to inquire about a possible trade. And we do know, and Bo mentioned this, that those top four picks or top three picks for sure are going to be quarterbacks, but that the draft may not start until Arizona is on the clock.
And I agree with them. I think that for sure you're going to get those top three picks that are going to be quarterbacks. I just don't know in my head. I'm just telling y'all, I don't know that New England is ready for that. I think that New England would much rather have picks, depending on what kind of haul they can get in. And I think that that pick is very attractive at number three. I think they can get a boatload of picks coming back in from other teams that are willing to, you know, trade the franchise, the Julio Jones style trade to get all the way up to number three to be able to draft whoever it is that comes after the second pick, be it Drake May, Jaden Daniels, even J.J. McCarthy, if you want to slot him in up there. So I think there's a number of teams that will be really interested to get to that pick. I don't know that New England's ready for the quarterback. I think New England, and I heard this term yesterday, I think New England would love to quarterback-proof their roster first.
Yes.
You know, hey, no matter who it is that maybe we can play, and they've signed Jacoby Brissett, and they have options.
That's
there,
just such a flawed thinking. That unless you don't like, and you don't, if you're not in love with any of these guys, then that's fine. If just tell me that. Say, look, we're in love with any of these quarterbacks. We wanted to get the roster built before we went there. But to think that you have to get a roster quarterback ready before you get the most important, if you are in love with a guy, you take him. That's the most important position in.
They're trying to decide if they're in love with Drake May. Well, and I don't know that they
are. Let me tell you something. If you're trying to decide you're in love with something, you're not. So move the hell on. Then that's fine. But just tell me that. Don't tell me, well, we weren't quarterback. No. Just say it. Don't lie to us. We all know you weren't in love with him.
I think both not, things can be true.
We're not stupid. If you're
in, can you do a pros cons list?
If you're, well, is this Ross and Rachel? I mean,
I made one of those this week.
Go to the Braves game. Don't go to the Braves game. No, go to the Braves game. Don't go to the Braves
something,
game.
Something else. I might use it for the TV setup. Maybe not. I'm sorry. You give me a death stare. You're concerned? No.
I'm always concerned for you, especially, you know, your personal life.
The pros and cons.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'll weigh those pros and cons in a TV's timeout. And we'll also, you know, for the last time of 2024, do a mock draft going into a draft. We'll tell you who has the Falcons projected at taking. Sorry, Michael. I saw your phone thing come up, and I got completely distracted while I was trying to come up with my T's there. But we'll tell you what the mock draft has. On the other side, you can also, what Mike was trying to remind me to do, is tell you all to call us so you can do that throughout the show. 404-726-0929, and you can weigh in on who you want the Falcons to take and who you don't want. That's next on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, Mornings on the Game means more of The Morning Shift.
Nice. Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are back here on The Morning Shift. We'll hit a TB's timeout, and we are also right now going mock drafting. And you won't have to do that for 2024 anymore after this evening.
I don't know if I'm excited or sad about that.
I'm excited.
I was excited all the way until like right now. And now I'm like, man, this is kind of fun.
Well, just think of it. There will be those people that will come out with the early editions of the 2025 NFL draft mock drafts probably right after this draft is over. So You can rest your head on that.
Tiff, I am getting a couple tweets in. It is Brandon Mincy, our guest. He's a member of Squid Nation. He wants us to know, and he says he wants Latu as his pick. And
Latu.
Well, he says Latu.
Okay.
Like our buddy Carl Dukes.
Yeah, I saw that.
And he said, I would be floored and unsured if the message being sent by the team is to draft a quarterback that high. Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's a lot of people thinking about the Penix. We'll also hear from Brock Huard coming up at 7 o'clock, former Washington quarterback. So he talks about that a little bit. But also, boss man Gotti says, I want Dallas Turner. And he says the guy he doesn't want is Malik Nambers or an offensive lineman. I don't foresee a lineman going that early, but I would not rule out anything as far as the top three rounds go. So
that's fair.
That would be.
We'll also wait to hear from you guys. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can tell us who you want to draft. And why quickly, and then who you don't want on this team and why. And I think we are getting some calls here that people that want to weigh in on what the Falcons should do with this 8th overall pick.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line? I know we got Bo Johnson back there. We got Day-Day back there holding it down for us.
We got Nathan in Snellville. Nathan, who do you want the Falcons to take with in the first round?
Yeah, let's turn around Alabama.
Oh, okay, Roll Tide.
All right, all right. And what do you not want to happen? Like, who do you not want to see them draft in the first round?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Like, I mean, what about if they took, like, Michael Penix at 8? Or if they took Roel Madunze, how would you feel about those positions being picked at 8?
Well, Michael Penix would be a good draft pick, but he's injury prone with knees. He's got knee issues. So they need to look out for his injuries, and that's a setback.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Appreciate the call, Nathan. All right. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. When you call in, set the table. Want who you want, no matter what, and the first round. I don't care if you can say trade back and give me Dallas Turner at 13. I don't care. And then I want you to give me the worst case scenario in the first round for you. That's all I want. Two things. Pretty simple. Because I know you all have someone you love and someone you hate at 8. All mm-hmm. right?
And give me those. And we have another caller.
Yeah, we got Daniel in Decatur.
Good morning, Daniel. All right, you're on the clock.
Good morning, y'all. What's going on, man? I think we should go ahead and take an edge rusher. It's kind of hard for me, but, you know, I like Latu, but I think athletic-wise, as far as being an athlete, Dallas Turner is a little bit better. So I think, honestly, Falcons need to go ahead and stick with defense with the number 8 pick. Pretty solid on offense right now. I don't think we really need another receiver. I feel like if they do that, go ahead and get it to free agency or go ahead and grab another one in the second round somewhere later down. But I think we should go ahead and snap Dallas Turner off the board because we need an edge rusher because the pass rush has been crap.
All right, what's the worst case scenario at 8 for you, Daniel?
The worst scenario is taking Michael Penix, bro. We don't need a quarterback like that. I mean, I totally understand. I heard the little speech Terry Fontenot gave, the whole run around the bush thing. Yeah, I ain't no fool. I hear it. So
you think it's going to happen?
You'll be a fool. You'll be a fool if he takes Michael Penix at 8. Yeah. I'll be upset.
Yeah, I'll be
upset. All right. Appreciate the call, Daniel. That's what I want. Daniel played the game right. So yeah, that's what
nice.
We got.
Good work. I'm –
Those reports out there, you know, the Falcons brass did go out to Washington.
Yeah.
They did. I'm just trying to add some feel to the
Well,
fire,
look, I will tell you that Michael Penix, it was a private workout, but Michael Penix was not throwing to air, okay? And he wasn't throwing to some rando guy off the street. And anybody else who tried to tell me, well, the Falcons probably took practice squad guys. No, they didn't, because I'm pretty sure that's illegal, Mike, to begin with, in NFL rules. So what you do in a quarterback in a workout, whether it's a pro day or not, is you throw to guys you're familiar with, guys you've been working out with, or guys you've played with. And that would be Roel Madunze, maybe, maybe not, or Jalen Polk or Jalen McMillan, who are guys who also are rounds 2, 3, 4 talent who will be drafted this year.
I also think you killed two birds with one stone by going out and working out Michael Penix, right? Because, you know, you worked him out and you make everybody think that you could possibly take him at 8. And I'm sure there's somebody in love with him, 12, 13, 14, 15, that is like, man, are the Falcons really looking at taking him at 8? Then you go work him out and you bring him on a visit and do all those things. And all of a sudden that number 8 spot becomes a little more valuable trade bait.
You know? All right. Let's hit ATB's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
Don't believe I've shared the greatest draft story of all time on this show. Back during my time at NFL Network, I think it was year 2, and I played with fire when it comes to waking up. As some of you may or may not be surprised that listen to our show on a regular basis, you know, sometimes I'm in it, you know.
Is this, did somebody make a pros and cons list?
You know,
in the draft?
So I did not. My pros and cons list, I'm going to save that for another day, what that was about. We'll see what happens this weekend, and then maybe I'll share that pros and cons list. But, so I am assigned to draft coverage, right? And I have to somehow magically get from Tennessee to Baltimore, from Baltimore to Tennessee, right? I am sleeping on a Thursday night after the first round in a hotel on the waterfront in Baltimore. Did not set my alarm the night before. My flight was...
Is that on purpose or on accident?
On accident. Ugh. I was so tired from the extensive coverage that I just passed out. I think makeup on and everything. I just flat out passed out. And I wake up at probably, I think it was, it might have been 8 o'clock or like 7:50. My flight was set to board at 8:30. I also had a rental car. I am in Baltimore on a weekday trying to get to Nashville now on a Friday morning. But you won't believe the travel gods were with me.
No way.
I wake up and I say, you know what? Can't get fired. Just came from being unemployed.
How are you gonna get fired?
They sold
day
my
off?
Previous network. We all lost our jobs. So I'm like, okay, I gotta try. So I just wake up. I was like, the bare minimum, stick the toothbrush in the mouth. I do that. Race downstairs, looking like a crazy person, like I had probably been kidnapped or something. Let's be honest. I looked insane. And I'm running to the bellhop. He says to me, you know what? There's a freestanding Hertz. He's like, if you could get the car to the Hertz, I can have a taxi follow you there. I'm like, you're a real one? Thank you. I call the Hertz from the rental car. I said, I'm coming in hot. I'm racing to get there. I get there. The doors are not open. So now I'm in a full pit. It's probably coming up on like 8:20 now. And I'm like, I'm never going to make
it's
this
honestly
flight.
Impressive that it was just coming up on 8:20.
This is the like only direct flight from Baltimore that I had to get to Nashville. Somehow, Hertz girl from the back sees me. She comes running up. I literally toss her the keys. I said, thank you so much. I'll leave a good review. I jump in the back of the taxi.
Did she catch them?
Yes, she caught them. I get to the airport. We pull up, and it's coming up on, it's coming up on a little like 8:30, 8:40, you know.
You're so stressed.
We're barely making it. I lock eyes with some, I don't know if he was beautiful or not, but in this moment, he was a beautiful man behind the counter. And he looks at me like I am in distress. And he comes up because the line was long. I did not have my pre-check attached to my boarding pass for whatever travel issues. And he says to me, you need help? I said, yes, I need to get to Nashville. He then walks me to the front of the line, and I make the flight. Is that not crazy?
You want to talk about two people that live completely different lives.
I love it, though.
I'm just telling you right now, my chest is beating right now. And that's been, what, 10 years ago, you said, something like that?
I think that's why this works, is you two are completely opposite, and I like somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, you're a little more.
I like to play a little bit with fire, but not like the danger like zone over
not
here.
Getting to the airport and on your flight in 30 minutes.
Nah.
You always make it. That's my motto. Yeah. So,
what? Let me ask you this. What happens if you don't make it to Nashville that day?
I would have made it. That wasn't even a thought of
mine. No. What happens?
I don't know, Mike, but what I can tell you is this hour is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured. Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. We come back. It'll be our 7 o'clock hour. We are going drafting. Mike, Bo, there are two respective teams. We'll be on the clock. You are also still on the clock. You can call us throughout the show at 404-726-0929. Tell us who you want the Falcons to draft and why, and who you don't want and why. Stay with us here in the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.